You're listening to Clout.
Clout with Richard Green.
And so we're back with my interview with Sherry Covens, who was a fellow student of mine at University of Santa Monica, spiritual psychology master's degree program, and she has gone on to do some amazing work. And Sherry, let's get real here. Every single one of us is born with our DNA, and that DNA is not just a bunch of proteins and chemicals that have combined in certain ways. It actually is, it has absorbed these energy patterns, these feelings, these belief systems that have been passed on, you know, through our ancestors all the way up to us. Yeah. And so the question is, we're living now, it's 2009. We want to be as effective as we can. We don't want to have those patterns sabotaging our life. You're saying one of and these sabotaging factors generally come from, again, the three things of feeling guilty, feeling not worthy, feeling not enough. We then gravitate or attract, kind of like in The Secret, we attract those experiences to us to confirm, in fact, that we are not worthy or that we are not enough or that we actually deserve to be guilty, right?
Absolutely. And those circumstances are, quote, and I just say, quote, attracted, because, in other words, that's just your reality. Because, you know, when they say you create your reality, if every cell of your body and all the energy in your body is saying, I'm not worthy, you are incapable of experiencing anything else. You may have moments, but then you're going to fall back. That's going to be
because
it's almost like a physical addiction. You're addicted to that condition of being unworthy. So until that energy is healed at the deepest, deepest level of your being and you're able to feel the energy literally dissipate, you know, you're pretty much going to be run by that.
Well, I refer to it as a set point,
which
I think it's the same thing. In other words, you only have, it's like a governor on a car, right, which is set to 75 miles an hour.
Right.
No matter what you do, even though that car can go 150, you're not going to go beyond 75 because the governor has been set at that set point. And so in terms of your own success, your ability to be all of who you are, if you have a set point of deservability, well, I only deserve to be someone who would make $37,000 a year, because anything more than that is something different, and I don't deserve that, then you would find ways of losing your job when you were about to get promoted or get another job that was going to pay you $80,000 a year, right? I mean, it seems crazy, but that's correct, right?
Absolutely. It's you literally are not programmed to be able to experience anything above your set point, as you said. And the good news is that there's help. You know, we now have techniques and ways to get beyond it. And it's one way that I described is the ancestral regression. Another way that I use, it's called, again, reference points. And we go to these key points between preconception and after birth. And I can give you a couple examples of those if you'd like.
Yeah, you said there were 12 points.
And I can't go through all the 12.
But what I'd like is, because you mentioned the preconception, how could that possibly affect me?
That's a very good question. Well, and again, that's not the one that's usually the most, the one that we have to work with the most. But preconception, we start at when the egg that made you was formed in your mother's womb, which is when she was a three-month-old fetus in her mother's womb. So that gets too complicated.
No. It's Sherry. We're talking to Sherry Covens. I love this stuff.
And so the emotional state of the grandmother, therefore, can even affect the kind of the DNA of the egg that is produced in your mother's, womb when she's a fetus. It's going to produce you.
Well, hold on. No, this, I know you don't want to talk about this, but I'm fascinated by it because I never thought about that. That my mother, the egg that made me when my mother was, 25, 26, when I actually was conceived, that egg had been in my mother's body since she was, 3 months old? Is that what you're saying?
A three-month-old fetus.
What?
Yes.
Oh.
The eggs in a female are formed when she's a three-month-old fetus. In the mother's womb.
So essentially, what was that egg and all of the energy surrounding that egg actually was hatched in the energy of my grandmother.
Right.
Because it was hatched inside of my grandmother's body.
Exactly.
So what would become me after my mother became, a living being, actually got started back in the early 1920s. Or mid late 1920s.
Right.
That's very that's almost like Back to the Future kind of time warpy stuff. No, I love that.
It does affect you. And again, that particular stage is not one that I usually find a lot of trauma because it is further back. The first stage in which we usually are able to find trauma commonly is, well, the next stage is in the actual, well, when the egg then emerges from the ovary. It's like bursts from the ovary and starts falling down the fallopian tube. So that's the egg that's in you and your mother.
Right.
Okay, and before you're conceived.
Right, when she's an adult and she's about to be impregnated by the sperm from my father.
Right, and, so this is about the egg that becomes you when it is when it bursts forth from the ovary and starts traveling down the fallopian tube to meet the sperm. Well, even at that point of being kind of spewed out, you know, the one that's kind of spit out from the ovary and then falls a little bit down the tube, in some people they have a traumatic feeling of, well, being singled out, like, why me? You know, and being separated from the group, so already an experience of separation. And then as they start to fall down to float down the fallopian tube, a lot of people have a great feeling of being out of control. And it's all fear, it's lack of understanding, lack of consciousness. Because
so hold on, what you're saying is that the egg, as it travels through the fallopian tube, about to meet
the
father's sperm,
right,
actually has a consciousness.
Yes, everything has consciousness.
See, I mean, that's a pretty bizarre, to many people, that's a pretty bizarre idea. And the consciousness could be, and you've experienced this with people that you've worked with, of...
And myself, I went through this process as well, yeah.
Of kind of falling out of control, all of that, which is what one... I mean, if one were kind of trapped in this egg, it's like, right, that kind of thing?
That's right, so... and only people that have a trauma at that point. And some people don't have traumas at that point, but they'll have traumas at another point. Like, for example, when the egg... segments. Okay, after the egg's been fertilized and there's a few stages, and then the egg starts to segment and it starts falling then down towards the end of the fallopian tube, and it's very narrow. And before, well, by the time they reach the fallopian tube and before they the egg implants in the uterus, the yolk of the egg is gone. And so it means the source of protection and nurturing and food is gone. And some people, that's where a lot of poverty consciousness comes in. It's, again, it's that egg all of a sudden feels like it's never going to eat again. It goes into total fear. And some people get stuck. Again, it's any traumas that are experienced. See, the opposite of trauma are those souls or eggs that come in with the consciousness of, yeah, which is the truth, which is, yeah, I chose to be here, and whoopee, let's go on this great adventure. Oh, and look, now I'm falling down this slide of this fallopian tube. And then actually, you know, as it goes towards the uterus after it's been fertilized, there's actually follicles in the fallopian tube that will, you don't even have to, no effort. You're just, I call them like welcoming arms that just nicely, you know, gently shove you down the tube, gently, down the stream, you know, merrily, into the uterus where you plant yourself, and then you get more nurturing. But there are several stages where many people experience trauma. And so I guide them through this. And again, I do it by encouraging people to use their imagination. By using their imagination, they're able to get beyond their rational belief system.
Well,
and
I mean,
they're
but
shown this
is...
information. And then once we find the trauma, we do an exercise to absolutely kind of educate and inform the egg of the truth. We acknowledge its feelings 100%, which is how we clear trauma in every stage, is by acknowledging the feeling, and then it changes. The energy just lifts. It's like you're literally shining the light of consciousness upon it.
Okay, so Sherry Covens, I want, for people who go, wow, I want to experience that, I want you to give out your information. But before you do, I just have to say it's so bizarre, because if, in fact, let's accept what you're saying is true, mm-hmm, that the trauma that is holding me back in my life actually goes all the way back to that experience of the egg having some sort of traumatic experience as it descends through the fallopian tube, and I try to cure it with antidepressant drugs, or I try to do other kinds of therapies that are related to my life as a middle-aged adult male and what's going on in my life right now, it's like apples and oranges, right? I mean, you can't cure something if you're only addressing symptoms and you're miles and miles away from the real cause.
Exactly. And the beauty and the simplicity of this work and the joy and the privilege I get to see people literally transform in front of me and look 10 years younger after they've released the weight of all these misunderstandings, as I call them, is we can simply go to that place of that trauma, which was a misunderstanding, and we acknowledge it, we shine the light on it, we bring in whatever new truths or understanding that little egg needs to know, and it gets it, and you feel it in your body. There's a physical shift in the body that you feel that is lighter, that is blissful, and you're just in alignment. You're like, oh, yeah, okay, now this feels good. This is how it's supposed to feel.
Wow. Okay, so how do people get in touch with you?
Well, the easiest way is to go to my website, www.sharicovins.com, and that's spelled S-H-A-R-I-C-O-V, as in Victor, E-N-S.com. And for those of you in Los Angeles, I'll actually be doing an experiential healing event this coming Sunday, November 1st at 7:30 at the famous Bodhi Tree Bookstore in West Hollywood. And I also have some upcoming workshops, and I'll actually be doing some group processes where I'll be taking groups through those 12 reference points and then following those 12 reference points in the physical birthing process and development process. Then we address four or five reference points along the soul development line.
Sorry, we're going to have to hold it right here. We're talking to Sherry Covins, who is a healer and a really interesting philosopher about psychology and how we have ended up the way that we have ended up and how we can undo some of the issues that are holding us back in our life. And I think you'll find it really interesting to continue to listen and maybe even, you know, reach out and talk to her as well, because as Gandhi said, we have to be the change that we want to see in the world, and nobody that I've met in my life, some have come close, but nobody that I've met in my life is perfected and has finished their job of changing themselves to be the most that they can be. So everybody stay tuned. We'll be back with more with Sherry Covins here on Air America on Hollywood Cloud. This is Richard Green.